More than 200,000 jobless Floridians use the website to file for weekly benefits worth up to $275. The new website debuted in mid-October after the state spent 4 years and $63 million upgrading equipment. But technical glitches are leaving thousands of claims unprocessed. Senator Bill Nelson has asked the U.S. Labor Secretary to make sure the state is doing everything it can to correct the problems. He's also questioning whether the state is violating the Federal Social Security Act because applicants aren't getting their benefits on time. Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity is hiring hundreds of additional workers to help process claims. It's also imposed a $15,000 a day fine since late last month against the Minnesota-based consulting firm that upgraded the system. Deloitte Consulting says its work is done and the new system is performing better than the old one. But the state says the fine will be in place until the contractor delivers a fully functioning system. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.